Pleasure to be here always, Brian Fitzsimmons. Brian, we missed you here.
Yes, sir. We've been pretty busy this morning. It's been fairly sporty, and sorry I couldn't be here on time, but I was in the field working, taking care of customers, and just part of what we do.
That's what you do. I didn't know they let you drive the big truck. You were rolling in the big truck.
Yeah, when times are hard, I've got to get in, which anybody here gets in every vehicle we have, and you know, applicators, spray truck drivers, delivery drivers, salespeople, you know. I'd let Miss Laura drive a truck if times get real hard. I'd let her haul to the guys, and but like I said, we all chip in, and sometimes it has to be all hands on deck, and it's like that most days, to be honest. It happened to work out where I wasn't here first thing with y'all, but y'all sounded good.
Thank you. We always enjoy being here with you. It's a great way to kick off Ag Week, and you know, Ag is so important for you guys. But you guys are really important for Ag too. Good relationship.
It is, which. You know, I say it every year. We've been doing this a lot of years, Alan, and agriculture is one of the most noble professions you can be involved in. And obviously, if you're eating, you're thinking about a farmer, and the farmer's thinking about where he gets his supplies and who supplies him and different dealers he deals with. And it's just such an important part of not just the world, but this area. Ag's huge. And we're blessed enough to be able to be a part of that. And even the stuff you do, you travel the state and the country talking about ag, and we appreciate that. And it's just, agriculture is an important part to in my life, my family's life, and my customers' lives, and I take it really personal, so I'm just proud to be a part of it.
I know you're very heavily involved in, you and your whole crew here. You got a great crew, but you guys work with folks from the small homeowner. You can even do things for homeowners. We were talking about that with Randall a while ago, and somebody came in asking for a certain product, and to the large farmer who maybe farmed 10,000-20,000 acres.
Sure, and we have a lot of products. Most of what we do is for row crop farmers, tobacco, cattle, all of those guys, and then we do have some. Trying to think of a better word than just home consumers, I guess you would say, that come and get products that might be a little cheaper than going to, you know, another retail outlet like a Lowe's or a Tractor Supply, or they want to buy it local and talk to somebody who actually knows what to put, how much to put, and what that product specifically does, whether it's a grass seed for their yard or fertilizer and non-selective herbicides, just something simple like Roundup. And people doing gardens. We don't sell garden seeds, so I don't need all those people coming up here and asking for that. But we have the stuff that you can put on there to fertilize your yard, or it's bag fertilizer. But the bulk of what we do is obviously the row crop side of things and row crop production.
Of course, you know, you guys, your crew does a lot of different things. You do not only getting rid of crops and so forth, but also a lot of precision ag work. You're working with a lot of farmers to help them plan their crops and plan what they do with that crop.
We do, and we spend most of the winter, Alan, you know, making that plan. And then as we get into the production season and when we're getting in the field, we go back to those notes and we try to follow through. And every once in a while you have to tweak something. And like today, we've got five applicators out today, top dressing wheat, second shot, and some of those are running variable rate. And it's where we've Alex and his guys and the salespeople and the farmers have all sat down and talked and said, hey, you know, we need to put this much here but not that much over there, and we're doing that on the go. And technology today allows us to have that pre-programmed in our monitors, and we do that work here at the office. And then when they go to the field, the applicator's rocking and rolling and trying to be as productive as he can, as efficient as he can as well.
I think it's so important to make that connection, make that happen. A lot of farmers doing a lot of things. You mentioned top dressing with second shot of nitrogen on wheat. What are other folks doing out there right now?
There's people that are still, you know, burning down for corn ground, getting ready for that. You've got guys applying anhydrous, you know, in front of their corn planters, tobacco farmers seeding greenhouses, cattle operations fertilizing their pastures, getting ready for hopefully a great hay season. You know, believe it or not, there's people talking about planting beans here in the next 10 days. And so right now, I would say we have three crops actively in progress that we're working on and working with our customers. And just as the weeks ahead, it will just get busier and busier, because, I mean, here in a month, we'll obviously be planting corn, hopefully. Beans will be going in the ground. Tobacco will be getting set. be cutting hay. Just a lot going on.
Early bean planting's gotten more popular over the years, hasn't it?
It has. And it's something new. Nobody, I mean, there's a lot that claim to be experts, but recent history, recent data has shown the earlier we plant, the more opportunity we have for a higher yield. And so a lot of people are experimenting with that. And it kind of gets tricky with insurance guarantees and things like that because there's plant by dates and replant guarantees and things like that. But it has been, recent data has shown that the last few years, that the earlier you plant, the better off you are. And that also goes with corn. We obviously want to plant early enough where we don't take the risk of, you know, having a late freeze or a frost and having to redo it again. You can do it right or you can do it twice, is the old saying. But so yeah, it's pretty interesting. It's exciting. And the way the commodity prices are right now, full season beans looks fairly attractive for someone who maybe doesn't want to put as much into a crop for this year. You know, hopefully the markets turn around and we have a, you know, great successful year again.
Farmers are always pushing the edge, but they're innovative and trying new things, and pretty exciting to see what they do. And you guys play a great role in that, just making sure they have what they need when they get ready.
We do, whether it's, you know, obviously when we're talking about planting, whether it's corn, wheat, or beans, we want to start with the right seed, and we try to help our grower customers with that and making those decisions and showing them the research that we've done and other industry folks have done and partners that we deal with, and you know, putting the right fertilizer on the ground, the right chemical to be the most efficient to keep the field clean. And, you know, we want to start clean and stay clean. And but it starts with the right seed. And that's what, we, you know, we try to take pride ourselves in picking the right seed for that right acre starting out.
You got a great crew here who works with farmers to do just that. And you're probably going to, I think Randall's filling the truck up for you. You're probably heading out again, aren't you?
Yeah, here's just pretty quick. I'll be gone again. Like I said, we're running as hard as we can right now just to get as much done as we can while the weather's cooperating, because who knows, you know, it might rain for 3 or 4 days, we'll be out of the field, and so we have to kind of we're kicking tires and lighting fires when we can.
We're Nutrien Ag. Thank you, Brian. I always appreciate being here with you, and glad you made it back to visit with us a few minutes. And Brian, it's like Superman. He took off his coveralls and he's ready to go on the radio, right?
Yes, sir.
So it's all good. Brian, thank you. Happy Agriculture Week to you. I'm sure I'll see you tomorrow morning, probably at the Ag Breakfast.
Yes, sir.
Good to see you always, and good to always be with you and your crew here. I have a great crew at Nutrien Ag. We're on 106.5 WKDC.